This probably, for me, is the worst time of the year. When I know there's just one Grand Prix to go and then there's going to be a good lull of 3 to 4 months with no Formula One action. My name is Rishi Kapoor. I'm an RJ from Mumbai. With me, a Formula One enthusiast and a very, very well-known columnist of Formula One. Kunal Shah is with me. Kunal!
Hey, Rishi, withdrawal symptoms for all of us pretty soon, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like the bar closing down a little too early. Great Grand Prix yesterday. Someone else won, heard a new national anthem, felt nice. I'm very happy for Lewis Hamilton, although I don't say it too often.
You know, Lewis Hamilton, wonderful win, wonderful drive. He should have actually been on pole, but, you know, like they say, it's a Sunday performance that matters, not the Saturday.
Absolutely. I didn't see him so ecstatic and so happy like he usually is, but he said, this is my best drive ever.
Well, you know, we all know his personal life and the turmoil he's currently going through. So I guess it was just a reflection of that. But having said that, you know, I must tell you, I think what Lewis Hamilton really lacked this year as compared to Button was a mentor. You know, he had a mentor in Ron Dennis, who was, of course, now not there, you know, at the races at all times. But
True
he
that.
Really lacks a mentor on track.
Correct. His dad is not with him. His girlfriend has left him. The only person he sees on a daily basis is a steward after the race. So, I don't know. Oh, yes. He has a mentor. Ask me who.
Who?
Massa. Okay. But all jokes said and done. Lovely drive. Button losing out on Kurz. I don't know what happened. But if he had Kurz, do you think he would have progressed? Maybe be able to challenge Alonso for second?
Certainly, you know, Button and Alonso had a wonderful first lap. Of course, Alonso came out on top. But had Button got Kurz, I'm sure he had the pace to beat Alonso and probably have a McLaren 1-2.
Absolutely. Also, on the first lap, the Mercedes, both of them coming 4x4 against each other. Michael showed no room, no excuse whatsoever. But Rosberg had some great pace during the race, which is these days not so much seen because qualifying is always belonging to Rosberg. Race belongs to Michael. Today, not that way.
Yeah, you know, the other good stat about Mercedes cars is all Mercedes-powered cars, which is McLaren, the Force Indias, the Sahara Force Indias, and the Mercedes Grand Prix cars were in the top 10. So out of the top 10, 6 cars were Mercedes-powered cars.
And I haven't actually heard of a great engine failure, blue smokes coming out of the back of a car, if it's applied by Mercedes. So great kudos to them.
Yes, and fingers crossed, since we have one more race left.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yesterday, everybody was a bit surprised to see Weber going on a very different strategy. Now, I know this has been done in the past by Michael in Hungary in some year where he just did some 19 qualifying laps and he won. But I don't think he actually stood a chance. They just made a try.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually glad Mark Webber and Red Bull tried something different. Well, in all honesty, and I'm sure they will, you know, they will agree as well, that the best possible position for Webber to finish was fourth. So by trying a different strategy, at least they tried to probably get into third. But, you know, well attempted, but it didn't work as per plan.
And what about the other Red Bull that did not see corner three?
The only way of beating Vettel was by having him retire, and that's unfortunately what happened. But, you know, I suspect something out here. Maybe Red Bull were trying a new 2012 spec, you know, component on the floor of the car that
yes.
got something to do, you know, with the rear wheel losing pressure or getting punctured. Something which is not being revealed by Red Bull or Pirelli. You know, you never know. It's probably the last few races of the season, very limited testing. We know Ferrari is bringing front wings,
Absolutely.
You know, which will be used next year. So maybe Red Bull are trying something which didn't work.
Kunal, now that you speak of it, I've seen a lot of teams using a different kind of a blown diffuser, an F-duct, which goes right through the center of the body of the car. And is it legally still allowed? Because as far as I remember, the F-duct is supposed to be history.
If you ask me if it's legally allowed, means I need to clarify FIA regulations, and I will not do that because they are not clear.
Sorry, my bad. But honestly, they found a cheat way of doing it, and they're pretty good. Ferrari and Mercedes both doing it right now.
Yeah, apparently Mercedes has a front wing F duct, which they said helps them. But, you know, they need all the help and probably Red Bull does it. So it's a tale of two teams.
One more man who also had a puncture was Michael Schumacher. He'd actually picked up a puncture very early and he was trying to save it. And so he had to get the car absolutely to stand still after the flag.
Yeah, you know, he had a puncture on his slowdown lap, which is actually unfortunate for himself. But you know, it could have and it should have worked in the Sahara for senior driver Adrian Trudel-Seva. You know, he was ahead of Michael on race pace up until the last pit stop.
Absolutely.
Had the puncture come in slightly better, we would have probably seen the Sahara Force India finished 7th and 9th.
What can I say? My friend is a true Indian out there. He is a true Force India enthusiast. Kunal, one thing I must tell you, that something that is really amazing about this track is lovely layout. A lot of people complain that it does not support overtaking. The DRS zones were very artificial. But I really like the two DRS zones because it really gives you a chance to come back. You know, if you've just been overtaken, you have an instant way of fighting back. And that's what Webber and Button kept doing the entire race.
Yeah, I think Webber and Button, and we had Buemi and Paul de Resta keep doing it to each other, which is good. You know, you at least see some bit of overtaking instead of none, as they say. The smarter driver would have probably overtaken it only during the second DRS zone and just stayed as close as possible in the first DRS zone.
Absolutely. That's what one would do. But, you know, racers being racers, you want to outbreak at every instant you get to do it. One more thing that I don't like about this track too much is the pit lane. Now, it's a dangerous pit lane, according to me. If there's a car that's coming out in a lot of enthusiasm, hits one of the corners, then it just occupies the entire pit lane and is stationary there. Can't be cleared on time. So if there's a guy pitting after you, I mean, he's just gone, man. His race is over.
Yes, you know, and just going back to what we heard during the race, Sebastian Vettel said that coming out of this pit lane was like coming out of his house's underground parking lot.
Yeah, true.
So this pit lane is actually a very glamorous pit lane. It's unlike one of the pit lanes you'll see across any other circuits.
Mm-hmm.
And we almost saw Pastor Maldonado, you know, go extremely close and probably lose it all in the pit lane exit as well. But since you brought up the topic, should a driver crash inside, I guess they'll issue a yellow flag and they'll just have tractor go and pull the car out as soon as possible. And I think that has happened in one of the few races in the past. And even the walls of the pit lane tunnel that are there are movable to help faster clearance of a car. So maybe that's probably their bailout plan.
Ah, that's a great insight, actually. Thank you so much for that. Coming up to the final question of the final race, Red Bull looks like it has the car, but McLaren is catching up well. They still have the edge in qualifying, but McLaren has it in the race. What do you think is going to happen?
I think watch out for Massa. It's probably the worst season for a Ferrari driver.
Oh, yes.
No podiums in a single season. That's going down in history. It's actually a negative fact that will go. But Massa in a Ferrari at his home race has probably, you know, been the quickest than he's ever been elsewhere. So watch out for Massa. But coming to Red Bull and McLaren, it's going to be a tough fight again. I think Button drove a brilliant race minus the curse in Abu Dhabi. I would ideally like to see him come out on top and seal the second place in the championship.
Brilliant is that, but one last piece of gossip that I want to confirm. Is Kimi in Barrichello's race seat next year or no?
I would want to see him there. That'll have, I think, 6 world champions on the grid. So that's brilliant for us. But the news is that Raikkonen is not only exploring a seat option, but he's also exploring buying a stake in Williams. So I don't know what the Flying Finn is up to.
Thank you so much, Kunal, for being with us and all our listeners out there. If you're listening to this blog, you have a point to make, you may have a comment to leave, please leave some good ones. Right below here, there's a link where you can click and leave in your questions, and we'll be more than happy to answer it. Thank you so much, Kunal.
Thanks, Rishi, and keep racing.